Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Well, there was no Bravo on last night, so instead of taking the day off, we headed up to Hollywood Hills to have a chat with our friend Leah Black at our fabulous home. We just sat around the table with one little microphone and laughed our butts off. You can follow Leah on Instagram and Twitter at Leah Black Miami, and go to leahblack.com for all her fabulous jewelry and face products. We love you, Leah. We love you guys. Enjoy the show. We will be back tomorrow with Below Deck Mediterranean.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Leah.
Fabulous Los Angeles. 100 degrees in heat.
Well, we're doing this as professionally as usual. We're just sitting at Leah's table.
Yep, hanging out.
Her fabulous long wood log table thing.
Hanging out and being fabulous.
Yeah, looking over the hills.
Exactly. People...
we're using one mic, so that's why it sounds like an echoey room, because we're in a big, gigantic house right now, just talking at a table.
With one microphone, because we're on a budget.
Yeah, exactly. people may remember Leah Black, of course, from Real Housewives of Miami, and more recently from Flipping Out. You were on last season of Flipping Out.
And this season, too.
This season, too.
Yeah, we renovated the kitchen this season. I can't take any more renovations.
Spoiler alert.
I know, we're looking at it right now.
Was it worth the trouble and the money?
Well, it's beautiful.
It looks amazing.
Because I'm a dumbass. I'm like such a typical man. It took me 3 hours to notice the
It does look good.
Did it used to have...
This is different.
There used to be handles on the cabinets? I seem to remember there were no handles.
No, there were no handles.
Yeah, because I remember
They were black.
Yes,
yeah. And you have to press them like magnet-type candles, yeah.
Yeah, I remember coming over here
once. Well, Jeff has to do everything first class, so you can't let Jeff Lewis get involved and not expect to start writing checks.
Yeah, exactly.
No kidding. You added all those chandeliers in there and stuff.
Oh, those weren't cheap either. I said, can't we go some other part of town to shop other than Beverly Hills?
He's like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. I know, when I saw it, he took you to that, what do they call that place? That huge furniture center in Culver City.
HD Buttercup.
Yeah, HD Buttercup.
Yeah, Culver City is the place.
Take you a little time. So catch us up, what's been going on?
So, well, we're here all summer in all this heat. We came away, to get away from the heat, we came here.
How are you complaining about heat?
And now, I know, and then Roy said he went there for 3 days. He said it's 88 degrees and feels like 200 degrees there. So 100 degrees here is not as hot as 88 degrees in Miami in terms of how it feels, he says.
Yes.
Because of the humidity. And everyone here is laughing. They're going, oh, my Pilates class is going, oh, it's just so humid. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't even see one bit of humidity. In fact, everything is brown and needs water. I don't see any humidity.
Yes,
they did say that on the
thirst.
They did say that on the radio today. They said today it's going to be hot and humid, and it's like literally like crispy out.
The town of thirst. That's funny that you could take that in a lot of different ways. What a thirsty people here.
Well, theoretically, it is supposed to rain tonight.
I heard that. A 50% chance of rain tomorrow is what I just heard.
Which is good because, you know, the city's on fire.
I hope it does rain. And then Griffith Park, apparently there's fire there today. They put it out already.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. That's not that far from here.
I know. Well, so Miami doesn't get forest fires, right?
No, they get hurricanes. The climate change is real. It is not a hoax. I mean, everywhere you go, there's a volcano erupting, a hurricane, a windstorm, a fire. I mean, everywhere you go.
I'm sorry if you ever heard Noah and his ark that he had to build. I suppose that was because of the rings on Diet Coke's.
End of times. Well, straws. You know, Starbucks is getting rid of straws. Did you read about
that?
By 2020.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it's great. They cut open that well the other day. It was a 1,000-pound well. No, it was a big, huge well. It had 1,000 pounds of plastic in it.
Oof.
That's terrible. It's ruining the coral reef.
Yeah. I mean, can we get rid of plastic and other things? Straws
yes, I agree.
I'm a smoker and a coffee drinker, and I have semi-white teeth.
Yeah, but they're making straws out of, like, wood and thick paper now. They're biodegradable.
Yeah.
Today I did at lunch.
Yeah, I will say, a paper straw, it's sort of a sad experience.
No, it only lasts for one drink. Can't use it all day. But now the wooden ones, they last for a long time.
I'm concerned because I totally support getting rid of the straws. I think we do have to start getting rid of some of these plastic things. Yeah. However, on the podcast, normally I have a little Starbucks and I'm like sort of drinking on the side.
Well,
and
recycle that cup. Keep that cup and keep using it over and over and over
again.
But
if I don't use a straw, you hear me slurping.
Well, get one of those paper. Oh, you know what I
get a metal straw.
I bought the metal ones for the house here and the one in Miami. I told them to recycle. And each one of them has a different design on it, so everybody has their own straw.
Oh. Guess what I'm doing for the world? I'm not having babies.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? And I'm not driving. I have a scooter and I stay inside. Okay, I keep my pollution.
You've got a very small footprint.
That's true. We do have a small footprint. The podcast is a small footprint.
Yes, all you people lecturing me about straws and dropping
babies. As he holds
the world.
A plastic water bottle.
This is a smart bottle.
It was a smart water. Well, that's the thing. I mean, that right.
Why are those biodegradable or something? The smart water.
It says smart on it.
Oh.
But isn't there a whole thing with bottled water that it's actually not so great for the environment because the amount of resources it takes to get the water in the bottles you're using, like the shipping itself is like.
Well,
actually
there's
a
new water bottle out that was created or. Invented or whatever by Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith.
Oh,
do you know that? And it's completely biodegradable. Like, it's like a milk carton water bottle. It's fabulous.
Well, I was just in CVS and boxed water was there doing a promotion, and they had a guy from, you know, that water that's like drink boxed water or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
They were trying to do a 2-for-1. He was like, is this hipster trying to sell the boxed water?
Did he sell it?
No one was buying it.
Well, listen, you know, I told Pharrell Williams like 6 or 7 years ago when he was working on making jeans out of plastic, I said, why don't you solve the plastic bottle problem with, you know, like milk cartons? He goes, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to work on that. But then I never heard any more about it. But then I see these bottled waters in my Pilates studios are made out of milk carton type things. And apparently this Jaden Smith came up with it. So that was cool.
Okay, so Pharrell is saving animals by making plastic pans, and I can't drink out of a straw. Guys, it's getting to be.
Well, he's very socially conscious, Pharrell. He's one of the good guys.
How handsome is he in person?
He's adorable, and he's really could have been a stand-up comic.
Really?
He's absolutely hysterical, like at a party, standing up and just holding court and talking. People are crying. He's really cute and really funny.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I love Pharrell in terms of, you know, like I loved his band NERD. I was always a big fan of theirs. But I never would have thought of him as like a funny guy.
He's the sweetest thing. You know, he performed at our charity for free, and that's how I really got to know him. But he's just one of the good guys. He's always working on the environment, and he's always working on something. He's always helping somebody make it in the world. I mean, he's just one of the good guys. But he could be a stand-up comic. He's funny.
Who are some of your favorite celebrity guests that you've had at your
gala?
Yeah. I remember Flo Rida from the show.
I loved Flo. And Flo, I love Flo because Flo has supports like 20 or 30 football teams in Miami that he funds himself.
Oh,
with
really?
Himself and money he raises. And he pays for them. These are inner city kids that don't have money for football teams. So that's what I love most about him. Plus, he wrote a song for me about
really?
Me.
Really? I would like to hear
it.
Gala.
I don't remember it. He played it at the gala. And then... The other one I love is Dionne Warwick because she funds this school in New Jersey where she's from, where she's helping these kids there. So I prefer and like the ones that are up to something really big, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, we've had a lot of really big talent, but I always gravitate the ones that are doing something bigger than just performing, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm just, when I think back, we've had so many. I've had Patti LaBelle and... Oh. Pitbull and...
Pitbull's huge in Miami,
he's huge,
right? Like,
yeah,
he's basically like the mayor of Miami.
You know, the Estefans are very socially conscious. I've had Barry Gibb. I mean, we've had so many. I mean, I'm trying to think who we've had. I think... you know, we had Aretha Franklin.
What?
That she came on a bus, a two or three or four day bus trip to perform.
Oh my God!
So she was hilarious.
It's a legend, right there.
I'm really mad at Aretha Franklin because I bought tickets to go see her.
Yeah.
And she was like,
oh really?
And then they sent I'm every woman.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan still
Chaka
sounds
Khan
great.
Is great.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's not Aretha Franklin. It's an unfulfilled expectation. You go there expecting, you know, to see somebody. I'm just trying to think who all we
like
meet together. We had Queen Latifah and Tony Bennett.
Oh, that's nice.
And she was lovely. She couldn't have been more lovely. He's a little bit of a standoffish kind of a guy.
Really?
You know, like he's heard it all, seen it all, doesn't really
he just shows up, performs,
and doesn't really go. But Queen Latifah, though, she was very engaging with the audience and with people and everything. But he's a legend. I mean, let me tell you, we sold a lot of tickets because of him, because a lot of these older people knew they'd never in their lifetime see him again.
Yeah.
So they were like glamming on to coming. You know, I sold front row tables for a lot at that event.
Yeah, I saw him years ago at a random at like a charity gala, and it's weird because his voice is like not so great anymore.
Yeah,
but
you know
he has stage presence. He's like he still sells it. He sells it.
He's not a cruder. I almost had Andre Bocelli, and it fell through. But you know, the one that I love was like my close friend was Natalie Cole.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
heartbreaking what happened to her.
Yeah.
She was so sweet. She carried my handbags, you know, to promote them. And she was just so sweet. And then, you know, Courtney Love came. Courtney Love is one of the most generous, nicest people. She read my book and she raved over it and tweeted about it, you know. So I like the people that, you know, I love the talent. Of course I love the talent, but I like the people that are have more substance than just the talent, you know?
Yeah. I'll always remember, I think it was season one when Christy Rice and Larsa Pippen tried to, or it was a Marisol, someone was trying to get in for free.
Just showed up.
Well, you know what? I found out there was more to that story. See, I was upset with Christy because she did just show up and didn't want to buy a ticket. And I did talk to her the night before. Tell her if you're going to come, the tickets are $600 was the minimum price ticket. And she came and she didn't pay. But then later she did pay. But then she told me later that Marisol told her to come for free. That was for the show, and she didn't have to pay.
Fucking Marisol,
so
every time.
She's always she's the devious one. So
she's
I kind of felt bad.
She was in the beginning.
She's honestly, I can't.
I feel like Marisol is always sneaking into people's photos.
She's sneaky.
To this day, anytime any like Bravo star goes to Florida, it's like there's Marisol.
Oh no, she's like
every
the honing pigeon. She watches social media, and if any celebrity is in Miami, she happens to go hang out where they are to get in that picture. I mean, she's the wannabe it girl. I mean, it's just too much for her. I can't deal with her.
Do we know how Mama Elsa is
Was in poor health. I've reached out to her 50,000 times. Marisol has circled a wagon, won't let anybody near her, and moved her out of her house. Marisol's living in the house now, and the mom's living in some apartment somewhere.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. So I have no regard for
And her. Are you in, and how about, is there an update on Adriana? Because last time things were not good.
I don't keep up with her.
Nope.
You know what? When someone, you know, I did so much for her for so many years, many years before the show, many, 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 many years. And then she comes on the show and says, oh, you only did these things for me for the show. Well, let's see, that was like 7 years ago that I did all these things for you. I don't think I knew 7 years ago we would have this reality show. And she's ungrateful, and she's feels entitled, and she's a liar, and she's phony. So I just feel like if someone's that person, I mean, I what do I need them in my life for?
I'll never forgive her for making all her guests wait at her wedding for, what, like 6 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
It was like
remember season three? I was getting so mad. I was like, she's making all those guests wait there for hours and hours and hours.
But no one knew, and I heard from people at work at Bell Harbor, is her boyfriend, quote, who had been married to her for 2 years before they pretended they were getting married, was trolling Bell Harbor looking for pretty people to show up at the wedding for the show. They didn't even know half the people at the wedding, and they only had like 30 people. I mean, they were just so desperate. I just can't with these people.
So who are your like modern Real Housewife ladies that you hang out with? Like, if you were going to recast a Miami show right now.
Well, I've always liked Joanna. And the reason I liked Joanna was because those girls were all so jealous of her. And she never flaunted her beauty. She never bragged about being fabulous or gorgeous. She was just herself, and she was always trying to rescue the next dog, and she was supporting her mother, and she was helping her sister. And, you know, she marries a guy that owns a nightclub when she could have married a Saudi Arabian prince. I mean, so I always had a soft spot for her, and I still do. And she's always been really good to me. She's always just been objective and nice. Yeah. So I've always liked her. And, you know, I don't have any issues with Lisa. Lisa and I get along fine, but Lisa's, she's not a deep thinking, you know, okay. I mean, she's not rescuing dogs, you know, I don't have
but
a lot of
she's understanding
with
the
her.
Immigrant experience.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Two immigrants that are Bush.
The Canadian yeah. immigrant experience.
Yeah, but two immigrants, her and her husband, that are Trump supporters. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
But you know what's so funny? Joanna was on our show about a year ago.
Yeah.
And we, you know, just like bantering with her, and we were like, "Well, Joanna, we do have to say, like, you do have like the hottest husband. Like, your like Romaine is so hot. Like, you are so lucky you got Romaine." We were like just going on. Yeah. At least I was.
And
I don't want to drag you into it.
And you didn't know.
Literally, like the next day, it like hit the news. Yeah. Like they're getting divorced, and she's like, "Yeah, no, he's great. He's great." Like, aren't
you're
so lucky you have
friend.
It?
Didn't she say we were pronouncing his name wrong?
It is. It's Roman.
Yeah, it's
like,
Roman.
Everybody says his name wrong, and I was like, "Well, don't spell your name like lettuce if you don't want me to call you."
Yeah, but he's from. He's not. From the States.
Either. He was like French.
He's French. So
he was
it's
French.
A French.
But you know what was our former co-host Matt Whitfield used to always call him Romaine Lettuce, and we all started calling it that. So now in my mind, his name is Romaine.
I think it's,
Romaine. It's always in my mind.
But, you know, he's a lovely guy, too. He's a nice guy. He's one of the nice guys. And, you know, Larsa and I always got along, but, you know, Larsa was always a little standoffish. She didn't really want to film with the girls on the show. She wanted to film with her sister, her brother, one of her friends. So she never really got into the groove of it.
Yeah, she was actually you know, one of my least favorite housewives of all time.
A lot of people have said that. I think she felt
one of the first shows that
she wanted
did.
Kind of be about
this video podcast. He would have me on.
Yeah.
And he would play these games like, who's worse? You know? And then he would like write down on paper who's worse.
And I'd do like a flashcard like this.
Yeah, and it was Hitler, Larsa Pippen.
I said, I always remember it was like, I was always like Larsa Pippen or, and I remember one time, the one that really got you, it was like, what's worse, Larsa Pippen or the economy?
Oh, God. Well, now, you know, Scotty, I always have gotten along with Larsa, so I don't have anything, but she's got a great body. I mean, she works out, she looks fabulous, but, and she's got the cutest kids you've ever seen, but Scotty's really the real sweetheart in that family. I mean, he's just
well, he's Scotty Pippen. He's Scotty Pippen.
You're a bad person, and your last name is Pippen.
Yeah,
like, you're a musical.
You know, he, to my knowledge, you know, all those basketball players screw around. He never screwed around. He may might go to a one of those nightclubs where the girls dance or something, but he never screwed around. He was always a really strong family man. He treated her like a queen, put her on a pedestal. So I always had a soft spot for him too. And then Christy Rice, believe it or not, other than the fact that we got into that brawl because I make everybody buy their tickets, including Roy Black, myself, Roy Jr. Black. I mean, free to go, she buys a ticket. I mean, everybody buys a ticket. So other than that one incident with Christy, Christy was one of the most authentic people on the show, one of the most fun people. And Christy's an amazing mother. I mean, really, she is all about her kids. Everything is about, she spends every minute with them and every dollar on them.
But like, if you're
and her sister and her parents.
If it was happening now, what of your like modern friends would you have? Not modern.
Oh my God. I have a lot of great friends in Palm Beach and a lot of great friends in Fort Lauderdale. So it would have to be Housewives of Southern Florida if it were going to be the friends that I really think are fabulous and hang out with, you know, because...
You know, we're going to Palm Beach. Did Ronnie tell you we're doing a show in Palm Beach? We're doing a show at the, I think it's the Palm Beach, the improv down there.
Oh, well, you got, if I'm in, I don't think I'm in town. I think you just told
August.
Me. I don't think I'm there.
You are. It's August 25th.
Oh, yeah, I am then. I am. I go back before then. Then I'll come and I'll get some girls to come. But, most of my friends are, you know, North Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm, I would say Palm Beach. And then, of course, there's Jackie, Queen of Versailles in Orlando.
Oh, my God, Jackie. I haven't met her yet, actually.
I love her.
I just watched her
documentary. She's just a shit show. She's
so
hilarious.
She's so funny.
She really is. She's just like a walking reality show. She really is funny. So, we have a lot of really fun, fascinating, glamorous, fabulous,
her husband, I think, would not let the cameras in there. Well, you know, not so much.
I think what happened when they did The Queen of Versailles, which, by the way, won awards at the Sundance Film Festival.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it was great. And when they did that, that one dragged on for 18 months. And I've got to be honest with you. If somebody had the camera, you know, my wife, for example, is doing a project, and 18 months later they got the camera in my face, and I'm going bankrupt and struggling to save my business at the time, I'd probably be perturbed,
too. Well,
that was
tricky, too. They tricked her.
They
well,
tricked
I don't know
her.
If they tricked her, but they definitely tricked
she
him.
She signed a horrible contract, and they're still benefiting from it today.
No,
she spent $1 million on lawyers getting out of it.
Wow.
And so, you know, she made mistakes, you know, but I don't blame her.
Yeah, she would be good. Okay, so she would be one of the housewives.
Well, I don't know. She's in Orlando, but, you know, I have...
You don't have to do it like that. I don't understand geography. Okay.
Okay.
This is someone
what happened in Southern
pick,
Florida?
If you could pick your ideal cast.
Am I in Florida?
Anywhere. Let's say we're just going to build a cast.
Well, out
oh,
here.
God, now what are you going to do?
Well, out here, they already have a show, so I couldn't pick them because they already have a show. But I do have some great, funny, fabulous friends here, too. But listen, a lot of the girls on the show here are my friends, so I like that.
Real Housewives of the Hollywood Hills.
Of the Hollywood Hills? I don't know that many people in Hollywood. I'd have to have Jeff and Gage on there.
You
can see their house from here. It's right there.
They do all the
but I know that a lot of the girls, you know, on the Beverly Hills show, so they already have their own show. So that's kind of a...
Would you ever guest on Beverly Hills if given the opportunity?
I don't know. I think those guests, like, you know, I might. I wouldn't say I wouldn't. I'd have to think about it. But more likely than not, no, because I always feel like that those girls that go and hang on in the background and try to get in the picture, I always think it makes me cringe. So it would have to be something really organic and authentic. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been invited to one of their events where they're filming that I don't go.
Right.
Or I go stay outside, and when they're finished filming, I'll go in, like an art gallery or something, because I'm not going to be one of those people lurking in the background like, you know, I
Dr.
could
Karen
list
Sierra.
A few that are just desperately trying to get FaceTime on the camera and trying to get back on a show.
I would never do that myself.
That makes me
ever,
so...
Ever,
I just cringe.
Ever.
I just die for them.
It is amazing, those shows, because I have a friend who is on an episode of Beverly Hills. It was one of those
little
parts.
Yeah.
He didn't even say anything out there.
Right.
He was a friend of somebody, some gay that was on, you know, and I was like, it's my gay.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was one of those people. Ever, I mean, it's years later and people still come up.
No, had I never.
Yeah.
But if I had never been on a housewife show and then they invited me to a party where they were having housewives there, I'd probably do it. I would think nothing of it. But to go as a former housewife and be on a show.
Yeah.
It's like you're desperately trying to get on a show or get back on a show or get on somebody's radar. I just find it to be
I think they should have
cringy.
You on there. I think Beverly Hills needs a little bit of like a spark, and I think that they actually should have you as
Me?
A real housewife of Beverly
well,
Hills.
Well, that's another story, being actually a cast member.
Yes,
that's
that is,
a different story than just being there kind of getting in the background like a little... But I like their cast.
Well,
I think the cast. I think the cast they have now is really good. I like
the
cast.
I think the cast is good, but it needs a spark. I think part of it is that I think Lisa Rinna has to come back to life. I think she just decided to take a break last season, which I totally respect.
Eat the popcorn.
I think there was a little more to that.
I kind of know the little backdrop on that because I think there's more to that story. But you know, I'm friendly with Rinna. Rinna has been so good to me. She has bragged about my skincare at nauseam on her Instagram and on Jeff Lewis radio show and Chuck Sweat Sudden Youth and how much she loves it and where to go online and buy it. Go to Leah Black. I mean, just go on LeahBlack.com. You got to buy that Sudden Youth. Your skin will never look better. I mean, she's like my biggest salesperson.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's great on QVC. So I love her. She's been so good to me. And I knew her before she was on the show. And I love Harry, who's so smart. Roy loves Harry because Harry's one of the smartest people you will ever... I mean, really, Harry could have been like a rocket scientist. He's that smart. He's
literally
really, really smart.
When we met him, I was like, so what'd you do today? Like,
right.
You know, because I'm teasing him because it's always like, well, I was building a new pyramid in Egypt for immigrant children.
He was literally got onto NASA, a jet propulsion
to
I love him for that.
He was literally like up in like Monterey at some rocket.
He's so smart. And then, you know, I knew the Vanderpumps before she was ever on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle had my handbags in Kyle's store for a couple
Kyle
of seasons. Kyle Violin. And I know the girl that is her partner very well, Lizzie. She's from Southern Florida. So I know I have
Lizzie,
connections with
not,
all the girls.
She's not Aileen. Who's Aileen?
No, Aileen, I think Aileen may be her mother's name. I don't know, but her name is Lizzie. She's a great little girl. She's got two or three stores now. They opened one in the Hamptons. They have two in Boca, and then they have this one here.
Yeah.
With Kyle's name on it. And I like her. So, Kyle, you know, I appreciated Kyle putting my stuff in there. And, you know, RJ used to have play dates with Brandy's kids.
Really?
Back before. I don't even think Brandy was on the show yet. I'm not sure. If she was, she was just maybe barely that first season as a friend or something. But, yeah, so I have connections with the girls here. So that, you know, I feel that's organic. But to go on, you know, these shows, and, you know, I mean, even like I love Shelly at OK Magazine, but she invites me every time they have an OK Magazine party. And I'm like, you know what, if I'm in New York or if I'm in LA, I'll go. But she's like, come on, you got to fly. I go, I'm not going to get on a plane and fly to New York or fly to LA
to
go to an OK party, OK Magazine party, to get my picture taped so I can be at OK Magazine.
We had a moment. Oh my we had a moment when we were like on like for like 2 months. We were on like the Star Magazine, OK Magazine circuit, and we got to go and walk the red carpet.
Oh, that's nice.
And we go, it was so fun. Yeah, and I got like all these new like outfits. Like, cause I was like, oh, it looks like we're gonna be going to these parties every month. And then they just stopped.
This is the only time I was on a red carpet picture with Ben. I was next to Ben. I was standing like this.
It's true.
But you know, it's different. You guys are promoting your podcast. You're funny. You've got a good podcast going. People like you. It's not like you're a former housewife trying to beg to be back on reality TV.
But these okay parties are like,
they're fun parties. They're fun parties.
I got to sit in the booth with the Dance Moms lady.
Yeah.
She was so rad. No one was talking to her. And she just had this boss-ass booth all by herself. With her,
and
like,
now she's
in jail. You know, I've been to a few of them. Oh, really?
I think she has, like, cancer, too. I think she's, like, in hospital, like a jail hospital or something like that.
No, I've been to a few of their parties. When I was on the show, I went to their parties. And then when if it's organic and I'm in town, and Shelly says, come and hang with me, I'll do it. But I'm not going to get dressed, fly, hire hair and makeup and clothes, and run there and pray that someone recognizes me and gets my picture like some of these former reality people do.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for them. I just cringe. Like, I didn't have any problem being on Jeff Lewis's show because, one, I've never been on that show, so it wasn't like I was on that show and then fired, and then, I come back on and try to be on, number one. Number two, we are genuinely good friends. He lives five doors down. And three, I was actually really renovating my kitchen. I mean, renovating my house and decorating it and putting in the bar. So it was organic, you know? But I didn't, like, go, I'm gonna fix up my dressing room so I can go talk to Jeff about being on the show. I mean, those are the things I just find humiliating.
Especially on Jeff, because then you do that to be on Jeff's show, and then he'll just, like, embarrass you anyway just for fun.
Just for fun!
Like, I was watching when Jackie was on his show, and he's like, what is this, like a Best Western and a The
Kid? Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I don't remember.
But it's like Robert Goulet threw up a Best Western.
Yeah, but, you know, Jackie's got a good sense of humor. You know, she did not take offense to any of that. She did not take offense to that. She's like, oh, that's just Jeff. You know how Jeff is, you know? She has a good sense of humor about it.
He really is hilarious. I mean, when they came on to our live show, I mean, he really, like,
turned it on.
He turned it on. He got on stage, and wow, like, the things, he was saying things that he wasn't really supposed to be saying.
Yeah, well, that's what he always does.
And he was, I mean, he was, like, it felt like he was lapping it up in the best way, like, because the audience was loving it. The audience was asking questions, he would just start saying all these shady things. He was so magnificent on our show.
That's why his radio show, Radio on Radio Andy, is on Friday mornings.
He makes so much trouble. I love it.
It's on Fridays at 11. Eastern time, and I always make sure I'm at the office with it on or in the car with it on, because he's just so good on that radio show.
Well, apparently Dorinda was on last week, and she told the whole story about telling off someone at McDonald's. Did you hear about this? So she apparently, Dorinda, the McDonald's worker, was being rude to people in line, and Dorinda's like, hey, don't be that way. You can't be mean to customers. And they were like, fuck you, Dorinda. So she called up corporate, right? And they actually fired the person.
And she got like 25 gift certificates.
Yeah, she got the gift certificates. Yeah. I'm going to be on his show on August 3rd here while I'm in L.A.
So you've been doing your show, Lunch with Leah.
Lunch with Leah.
Facebook
Live.
Every week.
Every Wednesday for two years minus the summer. But now they're putting it on all summer, the former shows. I guess you find it on iTunes, but then now, thanks to you, it's going to be on a podcast. Is it Acast podcast?
It's yourself, Acast, yeah, but it's on iTunes now. But by the time it comes back in September, all the backlog will be there for people to get.
Yeah, right. That's why they're posting one or two a week now so people can catch up. It's funny. It's a funny show because it's just me sitting and talking trash and gossiping and Jason and James laughing at my jokes.
That's all you need.
It's really a Kleinfeld show. It's all about nothing.
It's all about nothing.
Yeah, that's
kind of like... sit and talk about nothing, laugh about nothing, talk trash about everybody. You know, it's terrible.
What are you keeping up with the shows now? Because Ben's going to be out of town for like a week and a half in August. So what shows are you going to come talk about?
Well, I follow Beverly Hills. I follow Orange County. I follow New York. Okay, those are the only ones I really follow. I kind of follow Atlanta a little bit now and then. I kind of follow New Jersey a little bit now and then. But what I do is I TiVo them and just kind of catch them all, you know, during downtime. I kind of like watching them now as an observer. It's a lot more fun than when you're a participant, because when you're a participant, your stomach is in a knot waiting to see what's the next thing in the show where you need to fool yourself. So it's easy to commentate.
When you watch other people, are you like, that was an 8.5.
Yeah. Well, I can tell, and you know, listen, I'm not an expert and I can just be fooling myself, but I can almost guarantee you when it's contrived and when it's real and when it's authentic, and I can pretty much tell what's going on behind the scenes because I've been there so much. And the shows I find that work are the ones that just let the cameras roll.
I agree.
They don't
That's
have
what
a story,
say.
And that was a problem with ours. We were always driving some story, and somebody always had some agenda and some this, and it wasn't organic enough.
Season two was amazing.
Season two was pretty much organic. All that was really organic.
Yeah.
But the first season
just didn't stay consistent with the people. Season two, they got all these new people, and it was really hilarious. Yeah. And then they got rid of season three.
What happened, season one, they said it wasn't a housewife show when they filmed it. It was something else. Then they turned it into one, and it was a very short season. Then season two, they got it going really well. Then season three, the producers took on other projects, one in Atlanta and one, I think, somewhere in Brazil or whatever, and they turned it over to other producers that worked for them. And I just feel like the hate club just kind of hijacked the show. And it wasn't interesting anymore. Because once it becomes about hate, get even, vindictive, get me more camera time, I want to flip a table, I want to pull hair, it's not interesting anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they just couldn't let it go and move on. They just got stuck on a merry-go-round of hate. And who wants to watch that? So I knew myself, and I told people this at the time, when we did the reunion, I just could read the production and Andy and everybody, I just felt then they weren't going to renew it.
Yeah.
I always felt like they weren't going to
renew it. I also felt like with season three, Joanna held herself back in
season
three.
She did hold herself back.
And I feel like anytime you have a cast member that does that, I think it actually has a big effect on the overall cast. Because if someone's not giving themselves
all over,
it affects.
But the reason she held herself back,
she was so open the season before.
She felt like they were not going to bring the show back. And she's like, if they're not going to bring the show back, I'm not going to ruin and destroy the rest of my reputation over a show that's not coming back.
Oh,
she told me that way halfway
that's
through.
Interesting.
She said, they're never bringing the show back, Leah. And I'm not putting myself out there. She said, these girls have done nothing but try to tear me down. They've done nothing but try to make me look like a hooker and a whore. They've done nothing but try to destroy Roman. I'm not putting myself out there and going to give 100% to a show that I know they're not going to bring back, because who wants to watch this?
Yeah.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. And I tried, of course, my diplomatic way, you know, like, come on, you know, you're in it, you got to, you know, you're in it, you got to go for it, you know, but she made up her mind. Mm-hmm. Joanna, see, everyone always said Joanna's Leah's puppet. No, Joanna's the most independent thinker, stubborn, do-it-her-way person you'll ever meet. Like when she got in that brawl with Brandy, I gave her great advice on what to do. She did the opposite. She didn't listen to me. So Joanna makes her own decisions.
Right.
A lot of people felt like, you know, that she I influenced her. I didn't have any influence over her.
Well, I think you're right. I think that that when something's organic, when right. producers have like faith in their content,
yes.
and they say, look, I'm just put the cameras up and it will be compelling, that's always the best because the audience is sophisticated. The audience can tell when things are manufactured. And yeah. If you have good characters
or interesting people.
Interesting people, yeah. that's a better way to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it'll go on about
it'll, it'll work. It'll work and the audience out, will yeah. be there for it. I always feel like when producers try to drive it too much, that's try right. to manufacture yeah. it sort of
well,
falls
then,
flat.
Well, then you know what happened on season two.
... It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
What happened on season two, I saw the writing on the wall. The girls were also very jealous of Kieran, the Latin girls. They
yes.
were very jealous. Here she was gorgeous. She was from Colombia. For some reason, much of the Latin community has a problem with Colombian women. They have it in their head that Colombian women are just going to try to look pretty and steal all the men. So they had it in for Kieran, and they wanted to take her out from day one. And I didn't agree with that, and I didn't like it, and I backed away from it. The minute they tried to suck me in, I just backed away. So they were trying to get rid of Kieran. Then they were trying to get rid of Joanna. And then Marisol had to try to get rid of me because she thought I made her business look bad. So they always were like a hate group.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, and they fed on each other. And that's just not interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you have to mix it. Like, Rajas of New York does a really good job of being totally hateful to each other.
Right.
But then they kind of like, they move on.
And then they move on.
If you think about the things they said to each other just this year, it's like, they're yeah.
But then they move on.
You know,
but you know, the difference
she
is...
She blows some rails, you know, on national TV, like, bringing each other down. But then the next day, it's like, okay, they get over it, and then they shoot.
But the thing is, they're more interesting people. New York are more interesting.
That's
I mean,
right.
honestly,
they have
like,
substance. They have things to do. They have a life. These girls in Miami had nothing going on.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, Lisa,
on.
Like, I mean, just as a viewer, like,
yeah.
Lisa is like a nothing. Lisa Hochstein. And then also, I can't remember what's-her-face.
Who?
I don't even remember. Marisol. Marisol was like a nothing. Like
she's
she wasn't
only
an,
there because of her mother.
Yeah, she wasn't an interesting person. Whereas in New York, they're all interesting.
They're all
sort of neurotic. They can't help
By
but be
the
themselves.
By the way, the girls in Miami, that especially two of them, they could dish out that criticism, but they could not take it. You couldn't say anything to them without them going fucking crazy and holding a grudge for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Whereas Joanna and I took the punches, and we tried to laugh them off. But after, like, 12 episodes, we're like, we're done with it. You know, mm-hmm. we're trying to move on. You're not going to move on, so we're not going to just sit here and take it anymore.
Right.
And in New York, they move on.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They have it out, and they move on.
I mean, yeah. instantly.
Instantly.
Well, it's either, I wonder if they move on or they just understand, look, we cannot sit in this fight for too many more episodes. Like, I may be, still be bitter, but I'm going to move on because we've got a show to do.
It could be that,
well,
too.
They move on, and then they completely unmove on. It's like they forgot that they moved
well,
on.
Well, it's interesting. So,
episodes later.
So Orange County, which is coming back
yeah.
this week,
yeah.
there's been a lot of photos on Instagram of, like, Tamara, Shannon, and Vicky all hanging out, having
right.
fun, like, even just today.
Well, they're smart. They
and
know
think,
if they want to have a show, it's an ensemble
I think
cast.
I think that's the thing.
Last year, no one wants to watch just Tamara hanging out with
yeah
Sharon.
But you know that's
Sorry.
The other
well,
thing too
I think someone said something like this feud this fight
is
it's got to be over
it's
like,
over the show's
just
not
either
on.
Like
yeah.
either like fake it till you make it or
yeah,
figure it out
figure out a while
with her feelings hurt all the time and Tamara isn't allowed to party with anybody you know
well a lot of it is when you feel like you're not being heard and that was part of the problem in Miami you had this gaggle of haters that were not going to let anybody else get their side of the story out. You know, they would scream over you, talk over you, plot behind your back, contrive, practice what they were going to say, have rehearsals. I mean, they were not going to let anybody get their side of the story out. And so at that point, you're just like stuck. You're just like up against the wall. Like, this isn't how I live my life. This isn't who I am in the world. And I don't have people like you in my circle of friends.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here?
Right.
You know, whereas in New York, you get the feeling a lot of those girls like a lot of them are Jewish, and they got that whole little Jewish Yenta thing going on, and they have a clique amongst themselves, and you get the sense that they're friends. You know, the same thing in like Jersey, they were family or they were long-term friends, and you get that feeling. Miami has got the feeling that they were all aligning themselves. You know, they had these alignments, and you couldn't cross the room once you were on this team. You couldn't say anything nice about the person on that team. You know, it's just stupid.
Do you watch Southern Charm at all?
I don't.
Oh, I think you would like that one. I think you really would.
I just can't
get
sucked into any more shows. I'm too busy watching Trump destroy the planet.
That's an interesting
show. It's a reality show, too.
I was watching Bachelorette yesterday. Yeah. And that is a two-hour damn show, anyway. That's not an easy show to get through.
Bachelor, yeah. So a lot of people love that show, though.
An hour into it. Well, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But an hour into the show, you're like, the world just ended. And then it's like, dun, 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 dun. And then it becomes this announcement thing. And the graphic they use is the Supreme Court, you know. Oh. But then they did a cutout of Justice Kennedy.
Yeah.
He's gone. It's like, they already announced, like, they're just basically saying it's another generic white guy. Because it's just...
Of course it's going to be a white guy. Of course it's going to be a white guy in an empty suit. I mean, they don't want diversity.
Well, at the end of both episodes, at the end of the Trump episode and the Bachelorette episode, I mean, they both ended up picking short guys. So that was nice. It was nice to see some consensus.
They were casting.
Short white guys, you know.
Well, the good news is they rescued all those soccer players.
Right. I followed
that.
But I have a question.
They were nine or 11
was the youngest one, and then they were up to 15 or 17.
I didn't know.
And the coach was only 25 years old. What in the hell were they doing?
I was going to say, of all the things I've been reading, not a single thing I've read so far has explained why they went into a cage.
Well, somebody told me today they were just exploring,
but... I mean, I wouldn't, listen, if you're on a soccer team, the coach says, let's go explore, that's one thing. But if my son came to me and said, hey, my coach wants to go explore these cages in Thailand, I'm like,
During monsoon season.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not happening.
No.
So I don't know.
No.
Unless
no,
it's part of the culture and they just do that there. Or it's like a tourist thing and everyone tours these caves. But I mean, whose decision was that?
I know.
In monsoon season.
Now that they're all safe, I feel like I could start saying, so why did we go in there in the first place? Because when there was still like a question, it's like, you can't ask that. You just have to hope
and
that
they're okay. And one guy died. Then one Navy SEAL died. And that broke my heart trying to rescue them. He went and took a ton of oxygen things in for them. And he ran out of oxygen himself on the way out. The first one that came out was 11 hours. They finally got it down to the last group coming out in 8 hours. Do you know what it's like to be underwater swimming when you've never scuba dived in all dark cage, a cave for 11 hours?
No.
I can't. It's a nightmare.
I can't even ride on a train for 11 hours.
That's why I won't go into caves.
I went on the subway with Frankie Grande and I got so claustrophobic underground I thought I was going to have a panic attack.
That's a lot.
I mean, under the ground in the subway, I can't be underground in 30 seconds.
Would you go into a cave with Frankie Grande?
No.
Maybe they went into the cave with Frankie Grande and just like...
The cave was like, let's...
There's too much noise in the cave,
he's like doing Mamma Mia.
I love him so much. He's got to be one of the most fascinating. He's the gayest gay guy I know.
I think he's glitter the gayest gay, gay. Guy.
He's
I don't
glitter
even
gay. Get glitter gay. Glitter gay. Really I love is. Him so much.
Baby, you're a firework.
Yeah. He's so good. He's so talented. What was that we saw him in, Ronnie?
The Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, yeah. He was good. And then he's in Mamma Mia. He has a one-man show.
He has a one-man show.
Yeah, he's done it several times.
Frankie. Three Frankies, one Frankie.
He's so good.
I was like, I believe that. It's like, three Frankies all played by one Frankie.
Well, we tease Frankie because we only know him from seeing Big Brother.
Oh no, I just love him, and I love his mother more.
She
cannot stand Donald Trump, the mother. So I love her for that. And you know, the sister's adorable too. They're a great family. I mean, that mom, single mom, raising those two kids,
really?
And both of them turning out to be fabulous like that. My hat's off to Joan Grande. I love her. The mother.
I just
of
love
year.
The name Joan Grande.
Joan Grande.
What a name!
I'd prefer a venti. But I don't know.
Well, I heard Joan Grande will no longer have straws.
She's amazing. That one.
Yeah,
I love
Joan
her.
Joan Grande. Joan Grande is like Joan Grande.
She's fabulous.
I just love that the name is so like a like exact grande, but her name is like very like normal. Joan. You know, Joan Grande.
It's like if I was like Ronnie Finn.
Oh,
they are very well. Ariana Grande is really beautiful.
Yeah,
I want her to change up her look, though. I really want her
she's
to change up her
married,
look.
Right? Didn't she?
Well, she's well, engaged. Pete that Davidson. Doesn't mean anything. Oh, you know, when you're engaged at 25, does it mean anything?
It's like a disaster.
Let's see if she gets married. I don't know. He's cute enough. You know,
he is cute, but he's kind of a disaster.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, he's funny.
I don't know anything
funny.
About him. I never heard of him before.
Yeah, he's been in and out of rehab and, like, bipolar, all that stuff. I mean, I hope
bipolar.
The rehab is stuck. I'm not saying that
no,
being
the bipolar
out of
control. Thing is serious because when people are bipolar, I mean, that is so hard to manage and control for your lifetime. The rehab thing, you know, people get over it. I didn't know any of that. But, you know, she would be a good influence on him because let me tell you something. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't eat anything she shouldn't. She doesn't drink. I mean, you know, they live a very
sounds
pure
like
life. And so does Frankie. I mean, well, look at his body. He doesn't have a tenth of a fat, of an ounce of body fat on him. His body is perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, he works out
it's
like
Wonderland.
A fiend. And he's in great shape.
Yeah.
You know, so she would be a good influence.
I'm now quietly spiraling down. I'm gonna just spiral down that way. I did have a salad today, though, so I'm riding high. Like salad.
Guess what I did?
But I made pasta.
You had a salad, and then you had the souffle chocolate.
But guess what I did before I came over? I set out a stick of butter so that when I get home, I can make banana nut bread.
Oh, you're still making the banana nut bread. Are you on a new recipe?
Nope, I'm learning this one until I have a bar. Wait,
what?
Until I go on the Food Network Star and I have all my little things.
Question. So the first one didn't work out. Oh, you didn't have nuts.
Yeah,
the first
it was perfect. No, it's beautiful.
So what do you need to do to it?
Okay, so listen, why don't you take oatmeal and bananas and mash them up, okay, and put a little egg white in there, and then just go make yourself some banana oatmeal cookies, and they're healthy, light, and not fattening.
Oh, do you think you invented Weight Watchers?
Now, is that a Weight Watchers recipe?
I'm kidding.
Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah, bananas and egg.
And a little bit of egg white.
Or protein pancake.
And what do you call it?
And
oatmeal. And then you have a great little cookie, and it's not, like, loaded with butter. I mean, butter's not good for you.
Well, I'm not making it because it's good for me.
You know, the French are thin. The French are thin.
RJ likes it.
Freda
loves it.
Franny. And I literally have a stick of butter.
Okay. You know, butter, obviously, is not the healthiest, but it's also not the enemy. Sugar's the enemy.
It's not heroin.
No, butter's not that bad, but it's not like
you know, it's
you don't
not bad either, believe it or not.
What?
Lard is not bad. Lard has a reputation of being like the worst.
Yeah.
But here's the story with lard. So lard actually has
sugar is the enemy, and I'm the worst about
so
that.
So lard, you know, lard is an animal fat, you know, and there are actually some real health benefits from lard. And what happened? And lard was a very common fat that was used. And back in like the 20s, when Procter and Gamble, I think it was Procter and Gamble, came out with Crisco, which is like short vegetable shortening, which is really that's like the worst. They needed to sell it, and so they basically released a smear campaign on lard, saying that lard is terrible for you, and that's how lard became
well,
synonymous
lard
with
be
like
much
being
more better,
terrible.
Much better for you than Crisco. But if you make that banana nut bread, bring Freda,
lard.
She loves that.
Oh, you know what? I was gonna make it before,
she
but
likes
it was so
it.
Hot in my house.
I know,
so
hot.
The oven. And then also, if I bring Ben and Leah banana nut bread,
I would have given mine.
You guys
to
wouldn't be like, oh my god, this is so good.
No,
thank
I'd be,
you.
Yes, I would.
I would have had a bite
like,
of it.
I was being good. I had a salad, and you'd be like,
no,
oh
no,
my
no.
God,
I would have. I would have totally had it. And you know, by the way, with lard also, I mean, I'm talking all this stuff about lard. I still have never cooked with it or used it. But people actually like will use it as like a spread on like on things.
I didn't know
and
that.
Apparently it's delicious.
Well, olive
it's not nearly
good.
As bad. It's, not, it's like lard is like
I'm
butter.
From a border town, you don't get away without eating lard. Everything's made with lard. Like tortillas, that's why they go like this.
Mm. Oh my god.
I want to cook something with lard now.
Oh my god. I'm ready. Now you guys are making me hungry.
Yeah.
So RJ had to go to El Piccolino for lunch. I had to take him there. Mm. That's where he wanted to go today.
Where is that place?
Oh, it's down on Robertson and something.
Oh, yeah. I heard that good.
That's very good. But RJ is a connoisseur of food. I mean, he is an eating machine and he knows the difference between good food and not good food and he always wants to go to the good places.
Yeah.
I'm happy just going down and getting a salad at True Greens, you know?
Yeah.
Mom, we got to go here. We got to go to Dantana's. Oh, we had to go to Dantana's. We got
to. Never been to Dantana's.
Yeah,
he won't go to Mel's. Roy goes to Mel's for breakfast every morning. RJ's like, I'm not going to a diner.
I know the other day, Gage said, I saw you at Mel's the other day. And he goes, why didn't you say hi? And he's like, Because you look like you were just reading. And he goes, yeah, I love to go there and just read my paper every day.
That's what he does.
You're such fucking weirdo.
Wait, Jeff and Gage saw each other at Mel's and didn't say hi to each other?
No, Gage and Jeff saw
Roy. Gage and Roy. You said it. Gage said, I saw you the other day to Roy. At Mel's. To Roy.
He goes every morning.
Why don't you say hi, you know?
He goes every morning. And but while we're all asleep. And then, you know what?
Your neighbor, say hello.
He brings Freda breakfast, and he brings me 2 scrambled eggs, and he brings RJ an iced tea. And then RJ gets up and makes a protein shake and makes his own eggs.
You know, it's a great place.
He's grown like 2 feet.
Oh my God,
he's so tall. It's ridiculous. You know, it's a great place for breakfast.
Where?
It's Ray Public on La Brea. It is fantastic.
Ray Public.
Well, it's great actually for
dinner.
Where
on La Brea?
It's La Brea, like just south of 6. It's between 6 and Wilshire.
I don't even know what that is.
It's one of the best restaurants
in
the city. It's basically Republic.
I'd have to write it down.
And their breakfast, it's delicious. And it's what I like about it is, it sounds so pretentious to say, but it actually feels very European in there. It feels like being in like one of those like Parisian cafes because you
we
line
just
up.
Got the air conditioning.
I know. So like you go.
Does that go too extreme?
But you place your order, and then you go. They give you a number, and you sit down somewhere. But there's like a lot of people that are there. You can tell like before work. You know, like you know, it's sort of like that sort of city that like that diner counter thing, but it's not a diner, but it's
I'm gonna write it down right now.
Ray Public, they're
how do you spell it? Ray,
it's R-E-P.
Okay,
R-E-P
and then
U-B-L-I-Q-U-E. And
are you sure that's just not the Republic?
No, it's Ray Public.
You hick.
And it's on La Brea.
It's on La Brea.
And 6.
Yeah, just south of 6. And they are, like, if you just get, like, their basic breakfast, which is, like, the eggs are amazing. Their bread is, I think, homemade. It's, like, it is so extraordinarily good. And their bacon, it's like, to die for.
Ray Public.
And they also have a bakery.
So bad now, too. Okay, I'm going to have banana bread and maybe some other kind of bread. Guys, I can't wait. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
What are we going to talk about? Well, you guys, we don't have any more gossip. There's no more gossip out there.
I'm sure there's gossip about something.
I haven't followed anything.
I haven't looked at my headlines today. I've been an ostrich in the. Except for the
well, there was that fire in Griffith Park.
There's a fire. The soccer players got out.
Guys.
There's a new Supreme Court nominee.
They got out. Supreme Court white guy in an empty suit getting replaced by another more right-wing white guy.
Exactly. Banana bread is...
Lard is good, not bad for you. And that Roy Jr. is 2 feet taller than he was last summer.
I think that covers
and Freda likes banana bread.
And
I mean,
Frankie
listen.
Frankie has a great body, and Joan Grande is just
the best mom
lovely.
Of the year.
And don't forget paper straws.
And paper straws are coming back.
If you don't find this to be the most interesting podcast that you've listened to in your entire lifetime, please
hey, listen,
email us
said,
and let
me
know.
Today. Let's just sit around your table and talk some bullshit.
Yeah.
And we did.
And
perfect.
We did. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
We'll you'll be back in August to guest while Ben is gone. So
yay.
Everybody, we'll see you in St. Louis and Kansas City this week.
Yeah, guys, come to our show. They will be amazing.
Oh, I love that.
You will happen to have the prize from Leah Black.
Oh, that's right. We're giving away Leah Black prizes.
Yes.
Don't give away the whole bag at one night. You just get one item per night.
No, I know.
And then
know.
You have to turn to Leah Black. What is it called? My pot lunch with Leah. Is it a podcast or it's on iPhone,
podcast,
iTunes?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell
and
it is.
And it's going to be fully out in September when her show.
Yeah, but it's on now on iTunes. You can catch up. You can listen to it all and catch
get
up.
Get subscribed.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Lewis, you're on next week.
August 3rd. Friday, August 3rd. I was already been on a couple of
and
times
then,
this summer.
What else? That's
I guess that's it. I mean, I
and
don't
also
know.
Look at the new deck.
Now get
oh, and I also have to mention when I got here, there were workmen working on that deck, and she goes, listen. I'm gonna make a list, and he said the invoice, and she goes, "Yes, I'm gonna invoice you."
I know all the workmen were driving
like,
down the road, and I had to like it was very perilous.
Oh, there's so much construction going on in this
all
area.
Right,
right now.
We'll
all right, we'll talk
bye.
To you later. Bye. Bye.
For everyone who wants more from their Wi-Fi. For everyone who wants to stream their podcasts upstairs and down. For everyone who's been stung by unexpected broadband price hikes. TalkTalk has your back. Because our faster fibre comes with our promise of no mid-contract price rises and includes our all-new Wi-Fi hub. With our fastest, strongest, most reliable signal yet. All for just £25.50 a month for 18 months. Search TalkTalk Fibre. TalkTalk for everyone. £30 setup fee. Contracts and conditions apply.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like the dark and menacing story of Their Lost Daughters, narrated by Richard Armitage.
Left alone with the girl, Jackman wondered, not for the first time, how they coped with so much death. Dead adults were bad enough. Babies were beyond devastating. And children tore his heart out. But teenagers affected him in a different way altogether. There seemed to be so much loss attached to juveniles. They had nearly made it. Almost become what they were intended to be. All that potential was suddenly gone. Their untapped talents wiped out in the blink of an eye, and their young dreams stolen forever. The light breeze off the sea rippled the shallow puddles of water that surrounded the girl, making her sodden clothes move slightly. Just for a moment, in the poor light, she seemed to be alive.
Audible Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.